This is Stacey Francis-Bayman. Flyhawk have developed a unique 3D kit designer that's fully customable. So if you're looking for new kit for your team, visit flyhawk.com or email info@flyhawk.com with your ideas.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
It's a Netball Show with Flyhawk, and delighted as always to speak to Fran Connolly from England Netball. Fran, quick word on Wales and Scotland. Obviously, Tamsin, Sarah, Emily as well, really strengthened them internationally. And we need all home nations to perform in at the best, don't we?
Oh, absolutely. And I think, you know, we long for the day where we don't have to get on really long haul flights to play the top international teams. We want to see the domestic game grow here across the home countries. And I was lucky enough to be in the arena for that final Wales-Scotland match. And you can see some really exciting talent coming through the ranks there. I think Scotland were the youngest team across the tournament, and you can see some real future talent. And I think you see the growth of the Welsh Feathers. I thought they did a tremendous job during this tournament and really pushed some of the top sides all the way through their matches. So it's great visibility, great product for the domestic game here to grow. And certainly players are strengthening our Super League from those nations too.
Maybe something for World Netball, but have you got any thoughts of England being involved with like a home nations tournament of sorts, if there was an option to take part one in the future?
Yeah, I mean, definitely we all take to court together through things like the Netball Europe competitions that are hosted here. We talk regularly about sharing international fixtures. And I think we're not far away from being able to create something that really is competitive, and we can play that in front of bigger crowds, I hope. So it's something that we talk about quite regularly as home nation CEOs, and we'll definitely be planning for in the future.
The Nike sports bras, thanks for that initiative as well with Netball Her, managed to donate 500 plus bras.
Oh, so very special. When we launched our 10-year strategy, our adventure strategy in 2021, we committed to supporting the Netball family, not just on the court, but beyond the court as well. And all of the stuff we've done around Netball Her is around driving forward awareness of the issues that no one really talks about connected with female health. And the launch of the Netball Her website earlier this year with all the amazing content is something we're really proud of. And for Nike to step forward and say they wanted to partner with us to really help us share and raise the profile of the important issues around breast health. I know Kelly was on the pod recently and talked about it, but it is incredibly, incredibly worrying that we see 81% of teenage girls cite breast issues as a barrier to doing exercise. And we have to change that. We have to provide them the education that they need, so it's not a barrier, so they can continue through their teenage years. So Nike approached us and said, talked to us about this collaboration. We'd already been working closely with them around the roses and providing the roses with education on sports bra fitting. And as you say, they kindly donated one bra for every goal the roses scored during the tournament, which will go to teenage girls across the country who are connected with the roses' first local clubs. So we scored an incredible 522 goals in total, which means...
Oh, I missed 22 off, sorry.
522 sports bras as well. So it's great news. Thrilled to partner with them on that initiative.
And Netball Her website, obviously we've seen incredible growth on that since it launched.
We have. People are flocking to that website. Thousands are looking and accessing those resources, those training materials on a monthly basis. And what's been lovely is it's been really well received and welcomed by other sports. So we have other female sports that access the content now. And we have many, many Netball nations from across the world that have contacted us and said, look, this is fantastic. Do you mind if we share it with our members? And for us, this is absolutely not a commercial initiative. This is about getting women and girls the education they need. So we've embraced that. We've circulated the link to as many people as far and wide as we can. And it's going from strength to strength. Every couple of months, we launch new content. We've got the kit and bra section now live. So if you're interested in looking at sort of more of the education around sports bras, young women and girls from our local clubs can go on and check that out on the website now. And there's all the topics really from puberty all the way through to menopause with content that's live. And we'll continue to add to that over the next 12 months or so.
Super League will be on us sooner than we think, really. Can I have a word on Claire's appointment? She's just going to bring so much.
Oh, absolutely. And isn't it great that we've gone straight from a World Cup to having the embargo lifted, and pretty much within 24 hours we were seeing announcements from clubs like Thunder, like Mavericks, etc. So it's great to come out of a big international tournament and be talking again about domestic netball. And as you quite rightly said, you know, this is an area that we've really invested in over the last 12 months. It's so, so important that we grow our domestic game. Our Super League here has gone through great progress over the last couple of years. The last season alone, again, we saw increases in attendances, we saw increases in viewership, but it's moments like this that take that steady upward growth to a big spike, and we need to see that again, really. So one of the things we've done this year is invested in more human resources to drive this area forward. We're trying to build a dedicated team specifically for Super League. And Claire's appointment was the first of those appointments, really. So Claire's coming as managing director of the Netball Super League. Mark Foster's come in from RFL, and he's now our chief commercial officer. Both of those people have hit the ground running. They're out and about. They're talking to potential brands, to potential sponsors. They're looking at how we elevate the visibility of the sport so we can really strengthen that domestic product. I think it's testament to the current Super League and to the clubs involved in the Super League that 8 out of the 12 Roses ply their trade and practice netball through a Super League contract currently. But for us to get to that top of the podium, to get that gold medal in 2027 and the follow-up World Cups, we do need to strengthen our Super League. We need to give athletes more opportunities to have full-time careers in the game. We need to improve the product, and we need to drive more to the wire matches. So you'll hear a lot more from us in the coming months about professionalisation plans. But as I said, it's great to have Claire on board, great to have Mark on board, and we're really driving forward that accelerated growth and momentum now connected with the Netball Super League here.
And perhaps it goes without saying, but Sky throughout this are really, really strong supporters.
Do you know, we've been incredibly, incredibly lucky with the support we've had from our partners like Sky around the Super League and the internationals, like Vitality around the Roses. They continue to commit to go with us on this journey. We know we've got some distance to go before we're a fully professional sport. We're certainly on a journey, but they've been with us nearly every step of the way. And it's also great to have over the last couple of weeks to have that extra visibility afforded by the BBC. We know that 1.3 million viewers tuned in just to watch that World Cup final, and that's before the Sky figures are considered and the rest of the tournament figures are considered. So that's a staggering amount, a huge uplift on previous tournaments. And that is the fuel that will help accelerate not just netball, but women's sport across this country.
And oh my goodness, the new away kit. Amazing.
I think it's really interesting because the colours really pop when you're in the arena. You can see the colours in real life, and it's brilliant, both the home and away kits. I think we've had some lovely comments from fans and followers across social media and in arena the last couple of weeks. So, yeah, and the girls are really feel really privileged to pull on that red dress or the black dress, as it may be. And just a note on the fans, Andy, actually, while I'm talking about them, look, we are so incredibly lucky as a netball family to have such dedicated followers. There's probably a couple of thousand over the course of the tournament that came out to Cape Town, and there was hundreds of thousands back home supporting from sofas, from pubs, from watch parties. So just on behalf of the Roses, and I guess all of the netballers returning home from the home nations, a huge, huge thank you, because we couldn't do this without the dedicated and loyal followers that we have.
Certainly on the strength of that silver mine, the Roses are going to be playing South Africa, 3-match test series in December, and going to be taking place in Manchester's AO Arena and Nottingham's Motor Point Arena. They will be flying out.
They have absolutely. Those tickets have been flying out the door over the last week. So what I would say is, if you want to go and support the Roses and welcome them back to playing on home shore, which I hope everyone does, then I'd get your friends rallied and I'd get those tickets booked quick, because they're not going to hang around for long. I can't wait to join with the Netball family and welcome the Roses back to a court. I think it's going to be a very special moment in December. And before that point, you know, we're going to have some opportunities to cheer the Roses roses on, albeit not in this country, but the end of September when we go over to play the Silver Ferns. I think that's going to be a really exciting squad. We're doing selection in the coming weeks, so there's going to be something else to cheer about on the international stage.
Tickets for that are online now at englandnetball.co.uk. Fran, thank you as ever.
Thank you, Andy.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky HD, Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcast rail.